An ancient mystic once said, "He who splits a seed and finds nothing is failing to experience the spirit at the heart of everything."
Brainchild, Part 1, The Valley in Which We Find Ourselves.
Thought Transference, Lock 1968721. Planet Earth to System A. Expeditionary Agent 019MHTX. Sometimes I walk the streets of this city amazed at my capacity to withstand such utter loneliness. My emotional disconnection from real human beings is undoubtedly my greatest trial. Do real human beings experience similar despair? I find it impossible to believe. Feeling at home here is 9/10 of what sanity is. Knowing my real home is out of this world is bound to imbalance me towards madness.
As the moon revolves around the earth, and the earth revolves around the sun, as the sun lights up the blackness, and the blackness reveals the light, out of the shadows into the mist, out of the mist and onto the plains, off of the plains and into the valley,
the one who knows the real bounds of the universe, other than the universe itself. One who knows that the air is like a doctor only of its own waves. And without its waves, this world would be an airy, fairy, still, and stagnant place to live.
What valley is this, old woman?
This is the valley in which we find ourselves.
And those mountains that beckon beyond?
Those are the mountains that beckon beyond. Adventure, women, roast pig.
Roast pig?
I thought you'd like that.
You've seen all this, old woman?
No, but sometimes I can smell it from here.
Roast pig.
Adventure.
Women!
Go!
Roast pig!
You're a human after my own heart, Fleric the Mead.
How did you know my name?
Why, it's written all over your face.
So, where is the gold?
Beyond those mountains that beckon beyond. Amid the sinking sloughs of clotted drivel, the castle disenchantment! The castle disenchantment! Your destiny awaits you there.
Destiny?
Adventure!
Women!
Gold! Here, wear this.
What is it?
It's time for a lucky charm.
Fleric the Mead has charms and time to spare.
Lucky you, but wear it anyway. It won't do you any harm. And beware of the dragons.
Dragons?
They can be dangerous.
Fleric the Mead is not afraid of dragons. I have a way with dragons. Dragons are my daily bread.
Well, beware they don't make you a sandwich.
You are a strange old woman. Old woman, what is your name?
My name is Esperanza.
Then farewell, Esperanza. I hope we meet again someday.
I'm sure we will, Fleric the Mead. Now hurry, the dragons are growing restless.
Onward, steed! I am the wind from behind! I am the permanent wave, the embattled bully! I am Fleric the Mead!
Destiny unfolds that way in this. Without a perceptible break, the vagabond hacker gallops off on his barbaric and steamy way through the sinking sloughs of clotted drivel. Philosophic old woman sends her separate way.
No brain beams ever split focused on
that. They will meet again. You can be sure of that as sure as you can be sure of anything. What's going on?
Who is this?
And who is this?
Hello?
Who are you? What's going on here?
A separate world.
Who is this?
The comic and dramatic.
Are you running my program?
Being on the planet Earth. You've overridden your own program, Eric the Freak.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I'm with you all the way, man. And vice versa, of course.
All the way where? Who are you? I don't even know where I'm going.
Isn't that the beauty of life?
Do we know how long she's been dead?
Maybe 6 or 7 hours.
And there's no ID?
Not much to go on. She was young. I'd say she wasn't a lawyer.
Why would you say that?
The shoes.
You talk to the people in the coffee shop?
They don't know anything. Hey, maybe some banker did it on his coffee break. Them shoes. She wasn't on her way home from no Beethoven concert.
Beethoven?
They were doing the fifth up the street.
You know the fifth?
Chief, I don't even know the first. She must have been brought here.
Dragged? Kicking and screaming?
Well, maybe she'd already lost heart by then.
Was that supposed to be funny?
She kick anybody with them shoes, they wouldn't be dragging anybody anywhere. You know how much they weigh?
You weigh them?
You want me to weigh them?
I want some answers.
Hey, you had breakfast yet?
Tell me, Sergeant, is there anything could make you lose your appetite?
Well, if I just ate.
What kind of sick maniac could have done this?
Well, okay, man, I did it, I confess. Jesus, I never thought it would be such a big deal. Put the cuffs on, guys, because Bo is a guilty man. Well, take me to Alcatraz, and I'll sing. I did it, man, I'll tell you everything. Gee, I did it. Ooh.
Looks like we have our murderer.
I know what I know, which is how I know the loneliness isn't real, the sadness is an illusion. My sense of failure is a victory for our program. I am at peace with what I am, even as I am at constant war with what I know I have to be. The more I grow to love it, the less it satisfies me. I'm beginning to realize why there must be an end to it.
This has been a Three Bridges audio experience. Brainchild, Part 1. Written by Steve Bellwood. Directed by Gregor Barnum. Executive producer Teresa Langston. Audio engineer Joe Mango. Featuring the voices of Craig Gilbert, Teresa Langston, Joe Mango, Josiah Rowe, Susan Sachs, and Michael Sayers. Soundings by Randy Parker. Recorded at the Yale Broadcasting Studios in New Haven, Connecticut. Join us next time to find out if life really is an open and shut case, or if that metaphorical can of four-dimensional worms has not yet even been placed before us on the table.